Tefillah for Life, Shir 1105, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshiyas Matas Masei. We are discussing how sometimes a person puts an effort in Tefillah and he feels like he's not being Matzliach. He feels like his Tefillah is still in a struggle. Every time he davens, he has to push himself. It obviously gets easier the more effort you put in. But how much is his tefillah worth anyway, if he doesn't feel it? Rav Shiela Belzer, in Parshas Baal Yischa, in the beginning, writes something b'shem de Baal Shem Tov. He says, when a person forces himself to do a mitzvah, and he doesn't feel any hisayrus, that is a much greater form of avodas Hashem. A much higher level of serving the Rabbeinu Shlom. Of course, if a person can feel it, if a person gets involved in it, it's beautiful. But when the heart feels like it's stone, he doesn't feel like he has the ability to feel it, and he pushes anyway, and he does it even though he doesn't feel it. Zakta Baal Shem Tov, that is a much greater form of Aveda. And there's a very interesting Gemara in Tainas Daf Chaf Hei. The Gemara brings a story. The Rabbi Eliezer davened for the Amud at a time of a lack of rain, and he wasn't answered, and Rabbi Akiva went, and he was answered, and a baskal came out and said, it's not because Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, but rather because Rabbi Akiva is mavir al midaisav, and Rabbi Eliezer is not. And the Chochmas Sanach explains over there in the Gemara in Tainas Daf Chafei, that it means that of course Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer did similar in their Avodas Hashem. But the difference was that Rabbi Eliezer, by nature, had no problem doing mitzvahs, doing masim tovim, doing the things that he did. But Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, his nature was not to do the mitzvah. That's what the Chochmas Menach says. That's what the Gemara means, mavir al midaisav. Rabbi Eliezer's nature, so to speak, if you can say that, but that's what the Chochmas Menach says. He says Rabbi Eliezer had more of a nature in Avodas Hashem to serve the Rabbeinu Shlom as opposed to Rabbi Akiva. He had to be maver al midaisav. He had to work on himself to be able to serve the Rabbeinu Shlom. He didn't feel it. He was breaking his nature. That's what the Gemara means, maver al midaisav. So we see when a person comes to daven and it's not natural for him and he still struggles. He doesn't feel that natural desire. He doesn't feel like he's connecting to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That Avodas Hashem is greater. So when you feel like you're struggling in your tefillah, it's not a demonstration that your tefillah is lacking. It's a demonstration of the greatness of your Avodah.